On Tuesday's show, we talked with Bob Booker, the longtime executive director of the Arizona Commission on the Arts. He's retiring from the post later this summer. That's on the heels of the departures of David Ira Goldstein from Arizona Theater Company and Charles Bruffy from the Phoenix Chorale. And it's not all that far behind significant leadership changes at the Phoenix Art Museum and the Heard Museum. What difference will those changes make when it comes to the Valley arts scene? Are the arts offerings enough for an area that contains the fifth most populous city in the country? With me to talk about arts in the Valley are Nicole Royce, curator and arts writer, and John Reyes, curator and business owner. Nicole, I mentioned the leadership changes at the top of some arts organizations here. Does leadership have to come from particular groups, or can it be organic?
I think it can be organic. It doesn't matter specifically who is doing it. It's someone who's passionate and who's going to support those specific things, be it the theater, the galleries, the museums.
I think that in many regards, it's interesting because I think in terms of what's happening here in Phoenix, but also what's happening nationally, is I think that there's a conversation that is going on with this same question. And one of those particular issues that is going on is that in many regards, with a lot of the arts programs, you do the same thing over and over. It's kind of like going to the symphony and hearing this, I'm not saying the Phoenix Symphony, I'm just saying any symphony, but hearing the same thing over and over because people do want to hear greatest hits, you might say. But the fact of the matter is there comes a point where you also have to introduce something new into, you might say, the schematic of what is being offered. And I think that that's kind of where the crossroads are with a lot of Phoenix arts organization are presently, you know, what's going on right now.
I definitely think that there is definitely a crossroads. People are trying to reorganize. They're trying to bring in new people from all over the country, and there is a lot of change happening. You know, what kicked it off was the Phoenix Art Museum, and it's been constant ever since then. And then you throw in the gentrification of the Roosevelt Row Arts District.
Absolutely.
And ASU becoming really prominent with the Grand Street Studios and things like that. It's been substantial.
I think another milestone is also David Rogue taking over at the Heard Museum. Mm. And I think that show, you know, Frida and Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera is a milestone show. That particular show, I can tell, costs quite a bit of resources, you might say, to put on. But the Heard was 100% behind it. And the show is just such a blockbuster. And again, that is a show that the Heard Museum is the only North American stop for that particular show. And to me, it is such a feather in the cap for the Heard Museum, but also for the city of Phoenix. And again, this is somebody who is really thinking out of the box when it comes to the programming.
Well, and the Heard is a great example because I think people might think of that as so uniquely Southwest, which
yes.
Makes sense. As it comes to Phoenix sort of expanding its reach, expanding its footprint, how much of it has to be we're following examples of other places that have been successful, or this is a really unique place. Is that something that arts communities can sort of grapple with as well?
I think we need to do the research and to see where other places have gone and how we can change things that are unsuccessful. But I think we have to forge our own path because it's different here in the Valley. We're hot most of the year.
Right.
People, you know, they'll use the museums and the galleries for whatever purpose. Either they love art or they just want to cool off. But they're still getting our culture, our history, and we need to bring those national. The Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera exhibition is phenomenal. There's been huge crowds the entire time, and it's so important. I know
right.
People that have never gone to museums, and they're going to this show because they know the name, they recognize the art, and they're like, it's at a museum here, and it's only coming here. You know, so those are really important.
The other thing, too, in terms of the dialogue, you might say, about the local art scene, it's funny because I think that it's also happening in other cities, but there's also this contraction, you might say, because it's not necessarily just a change in the gallery, and I mean the artist gallery system, but it's a change in retail in general. And, of course, that is kind of the conversation now going on globally mm-hmm. of what you might say that the web is doing in regards to galleries, to even grocery shopping. So it's interesting because I remember, you know, back in the 80s, there was a group of women that really set the dialogue for art representation. I don't see, though, the next wave of individuals that are looking, you might say, to open up galleries.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that is, I mean, I really don't know because Scottsdale, Phoenix, I mean, it was such a thriving arts community, and it seems to be retreating. And so we're kind of waiting for that next wave to happen. We were hoping that that was going to come with Roosevelt Row, but unfortunately, it seems to be going more of a direction of gentrification.
Yeah, in 2015, it was a big year. Roosevelt was named the greatest, what a great place to live in America, and we were thriving, and there was over 30 galleries. And then 2016, the presidential election hit. We saw a great drop in sales. Rents were skyrocketing, and then all the condos were coming in. And so we saw a substantial amount of galleries close. So now Roosevelt has majority less galleries, and First Friday has turned into a different experience.
I'm really curious about the importance of galleries in and of themselves. Is it a gathering place? Is it a place where others can find out what their fellow resident thinks about particular art? Is that part of the survival of art in a community, to have meeting places? Because seeing things online is just not the same.
It isn't the same.
No, it definitely isn't. People do need to see physical artwork. It's a place where they can come and enjoy and talk about the work and talk about what's happening in the community or what's happening nationally or globally. It's really important. I saw over the 5 years that I was running Monarch, huge things happen. You know, what First Friday was, 800 people, it grew to about 4,000 every First Friday. Mm-hmm. And they were really looking at the art. I had to train them it used to just be the Cataline where they came in, it was air conditioned, it was cool. But I trained them so they saw something new every month. It was, local, it was national, bringing them a diverse thing. So then it would lead them to go to the museums.
John, I'm curious about the word that Nicole used, training. Is that a unique to Phoenix thing or no?
No, that's it. Well, it's kind of like what you really want to do with people that are experiencing art, because in many ways you do want them to come face to face with the art, because there is that cultural exchange that happens, and you only get it when you do see it, literally in person. The other thing that I've also noticed about galleries in terms of the art experience is that there's kind of these different disparate types of things that are happening. And one of them is I'm the curator over at Mountain Shadows Resort in Paradise Valley. But there's also these kind of off branches of where you might say businesses are putting in gallery spaces. One of them is also the Andaz Resort that has a collaboration with Cattle Track community in Scottsdale. And then you have the Foundry Hotel in downtown Phoenix, where, they're doing a brilliant job of, it's an amenity for their guests that are coming specifically to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Now, once again, based on population, we're the fifth largest city, passing Philadelphia.
Yes.
So when we compare the art scene of a top five city, does it feel like a top five city when it comes to the level of art, or even the interest, the passion for the art? Is it here in comparison to Philadelphia, which it passed, or to Los Angeles or whatnot?
I think we are on the right path. I think we have a lot of room to grow, and we need to make a lot of improvements in terms of the collaboration between the museums and the local artists, and in terms of patronage and things like that. We have a lot of room to grow, but I think we can get there. We're a young city. We have so many people, and they are starting to really love and support the arts and their culture. And so I think as time goes, if we keep, fostering that, it will get there.
There are an amazing amount of artists that are here, of high quality artists, you might say, that are really in the valley. And the thing about it is, when you go to these other cities, and I'm talking that are less in size, you have also a very capable collecting base. And what I've noticed is there doesn't seem to really be that much of a collecting base here in town that is really trying to buy, you might say, the artists that are showing here. And I kind of feel as if that's a shame, because I really do think that there's a lot of talented artists that are here. And unfortunately, the people that, I'm just going to say it, for the people that do come here in the Valley that do have second homes, many of them go to other, other areas to purchase their art. They go to Los Angeles, they go to New York. It's also one of those things that you just have to go out and explore kind of the artists that are really here. And I think for some reason that's been a little stymied within the last couple of years. And I personally don't know why.
John Reyes, Nicole Royce, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the show.